Senin. Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 23 tomorrow, Pretoria 25, and Emalahleni up to 22 degrees. The bail application of former SAA board member Yake Kwinana has been postponed to tomorrow in the East London Magistrates Court. Kwinana is facing charges of extortion, malicious damage to property, and unlawful evictions. She allegedly used armed security and heavy machinery to demolish the homes of tenants who failed to pay rent. And in Johannesburg, an investigation has been launched after at least 50 Ethiopians allegedly escaped from being held hostage in a house in Lombardy East. They're in the country illegally, and according to neighbors, numerous foreign nationals were seen fleeing from a house this morning, some naked and others carrying bread. Here's Gauteng police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
For now, there's no one that we've arrested. It's only those people that we brought in as illegal immigrants. But as I'm saying that, no investigation is underway to establish that who is the owner of that house.
Should this be a case of human trafficking, Masondo confirmed that the Hawks will take over the investigation. In other news, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula addressed the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa at a congress in Boksburg today. He used the opportunity to warn against a shift in global politics. He says right-wing governments are pushing a modern form of imperialism, undermining global stability. His remarks come amid growing tensions between South Africa and the United States over the country's stance on the war between Israel and Gaza.
The world will not forget that the United States has used its veto power in the United Nations Security Council 48 times over the decades to block any attempt to hold Israel accountable for its illegal actions and violations of international law.
Meanwhile, Daily Maverick associate editor Brooke Spector says despite differing stances on the Israel-Palestine conflict, the relationship between the United States and South Africa extends beyond government-to-government interactions. The United States may soon have a new ambassador to South Africa, and that will be conservative media commentator Brent Bazell III, who was nominated by President Donald Trump. And finally, 5 years ago today, South Africans were preparing for the country's first ever lockdown restrictions to take effect around midnight. Those broke the rules, even though it was later on were arrested, like Tabiso Nhlengetwa from KwaZulu-Natal, who jogged without a mask.
I tried to explain to them that I cannot jog with a mask on. And then when you go to the police station, they took fingerprints and stuff like that, but I thought it was just a minor thing.
The brush with the law would almost cost him a shot at his dream job.
They said that the senior HR needs to meet with me. I went to her office. When I got there, she told me that the results for the fingerprints are back and I am a criminal. They have to fire me.
The Newsroom special podcast series COVID Chronicles is available on Jacaranda FM under Jackpod or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Marlene Fischer. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I could go and read your mind, think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside, looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in. Taking off your shirt, I did that once or twice. I know, I know, I know.